Turkey's government has decided to formally ask Parliament to allow the United States to use Turkish airspace for an attack on Iraq. With U.S. and British forces making final preparations for an invasion, Secretary of State Colin Powell made an urgent call to Ankara to urge reconsideration of Washington's request. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
It's not yet clear whether the vote will take place today or tomorrow. What's certain is that Washington has dropped its request to deploy thousands of troops inside Turkey. If a vote now passes in Parliament, Turkey's role will be limited to opening Turkish airspace to U.S. planes and missiles. After a reportedly heated discussion inside the cabinet chambers that lasted till the early hours this morning, Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he'll push for a motion on overflight rights without delay. Cabinet spokesman Cemil Çiçek made the announcement last night.
Amerika Birleşik Devletleri bizden acil olarak istediği şey Amerikan
uçaklarının Çiçek told reporters that in response to a U.S. request, the parliament will now consider whether to grant overflight rights. At the same time, leaders in Ankara will decide whether to deploy more Turkish troops to a limited area inside northern Iraq. Officials here say they want to send troops to the area in order to protect their border from an anticipated flow of refugees into Turkey. Washington opposes that plan. A senior U.S. official in Ankara said the White House is urging Turkey to keep out of the area. U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad is in Ankara at the moment. He told reporters that Washington did not believe Turkey should deal with the potential refugee crisis by sending in troops.
We do not assume that the dispatch of regional forces or forces from Turkey is the best means to deal with this issue.
Turkey is still insisting on that right, and leaders here, like MP Onur Oman, say they're furious that Washington is forcing Turkey's hand over the issue.
Do we need permission from a country, from a foreign country, to protect our own country? Which country in the world may accept this?
For their part, U.S. officials say a large Turkish presence in the area will simply complicate matters for coalition forces attempting to fight Iraq. The deadlock between Washington and Ankara over this issue comes at a time when the White House has made progress with Iraqi opposition groups and their forces over how to coordinate an attack against Baghdad. Yesterday, U.S. envoy Khalilzad announced that all main Iraqi opposition groups have agreed to place their fighters under U.S. command during a war.
They have committed themselves to fully cooperate with the coalition and to put whatever forces they have under the command and control of the coalition commanders.
It's a development Washington will welcome, knowing now there's a better chance northern Iraq may not disintegrate into chaos. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.